What I find interesting is that God has applied this idea of rest also to the oxen. He says, not just you are male or female servant, know your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals. You are not allowed to give them work on the Sabbath. So you need to look at this in a wider context and ask yourself, as a nation, you are a president, you are a governor, you are an MP, you are an MCA. Are you organizing work such that the day of worship remains a day of worship? Because now if they are saying that, if the Bible is actually saying that you have to organize yourself such that even the ox will rest, that's true worship. True worship is not just when you yourself rest and worship, but when those who depend on you are given opportunity. You cannot force them to worship. But when you release them to go to worship, whether they go or they don't, you have discharged your responsibility. So as a society, we need to organize ourselves such that those who choose to worship can go. And as those who don't, it will not be because of you who is in the leadership stopping them from worshiping. But you know, it goes on to even include, know any foreigner residing in your town so that your male and female servant may rest as you do. So even if it's a foreigner, you cannot allow them, they are Chinese who are coming to work for us. You cannot create laws that give them the power to force people to work on the Sabbath. Because even if they are foreigners, they must be given opportunity to worship, to choose whether to worship or not.